So I'm very pleased, dear colleagues, dear friends, dear young scientists, to be here for the official opening of your symposium, to be here with the colleagues of CIRAD, with CNRS, with INRA, with the Montpellier University, and of course the Montpellier Metropole. I have the pleasure here to represent IRD, the Institut de Recherche pour le Développement. IRD is the French Research Institute for Development and the main French institution with CIRAD dedicated to research in development cooperation. IRD, perhaps you don't know IRD, so I have to make some publicity for IRD, is entrusted by the French government with three main missions, and it's important to detail them. The first one, of course, is to develop basic scientific knowledge and the understanding of scientific challenges in the subtropical area. The second one, and I will come back on the second one, is to contribute to the establishment, the reinforcement, the strengthening of the scientific communities in the South. The third one is to provide expertise and carry out consultancy on major development issues to the French government, to the EU, to the donors. I am coming back on the second issue. The second issue is quite crucial, and I want to insist that because you are all scientists and you are all excellent scientists, and we have all to work on that. We are used to speak about poverty, inequalities. We are used to speak about GDP and poverty, and we are used to speak about money. The fact that the inequality is in money, but not only is in money, is also in knowledge. And the issue for me is quite crucial. I will give you some figures. The number of researchers for a country like Nigeria, the first scientific community in Africa, Nigeria has a total of 39 scientists per million of inhabitants. If you take the figure in the United States, it's 1,000 more. So in the US, you have 3,669 researchers per million of inhabitants. So the inequality is quite big, it's quite huge. And of course, if you want to work on research, on scientific advice, if you want to have some legitimacy in the political advice that you give to the governments, you need to strengthen, to reinforce, to multiply the scientific communities in the developing countries. I could also quote some figures about patents. 50% of all the patents worldwide are coming from the US, 0.01% from Africa. So the issue of inequality in knowledge is quite fundamental, quite crucial, and when we are working together on central issues, like rice, of course, it's a central issue. I'm going to rice, but we must think that we are working together to work this international scientific community and to strengthen the South. Last year, for the negotiation of the SDG agenda, the SDG Sustainable Development Goals agenda, the what we call in our jargon the 2030 agenda, and when we speak at the Paris Climate Conference, IRD raised the importance of research and cooperation with South countries to reach sustainable development goals. And we decided to change. And it's an important move. We decided to change our English acronym to call us the French National Research Institute for Sustainable Development. RISE, in this context, is a key issue of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. I would like to recall, perhaps, I understood that there was a number of Chinese colleagues in the room, and they are welcome here, of course. I would like to recall you a good Chinese proverb about rice and about SDGs. Quand il y a du riz qui se moisit à la cuisine, il y a un pauvre qui meurt de faim à sa porte. When there is moldy rice, there is a poor starving at the door. So it's quite clear the link between rice, poverty, and the issue of food security. Rice research raises many key issues of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Food security. World population has reached 7 billion. In 2050, we will be 9 billion. We must face, and it was said by my friend Michel, the decrease of the arable land. And we have seen together the problems linked to the salinization of water in Vietnam. SDG 2 consists in, I quote, end hunger, achieve food security and improve nutrition, and promote sustainable agriculture. IRD scientists and their partners are working in various domains, including not also rice genomics, but also pathogens, interactions, water management, environment. It's quite crucial to see, of course, SDGs are quite important. The agenda, the 2030 agenda, is quite important. You have several issues in this agenda. You have 17 SDGs. Yesterday, I just put in my Twitter account that I was coming here. And then just a guy put me in the list of friends of SDG 2. I'm not a friend of SDG 2. I am a friend of all SDGs. And it's quite important also for scientists, also for the scientific community, also for interdisciplinarity, to consider that development, that the challenges of this world, challenges that we have to face, the global warming, the loss of biodiversity, the problem of oceans, these issues are quite interlinked. And we must work all together on this issue. And of course rice, and of course food security is quite important, but at the same time education, health, and at the same time fighting against poverty. All together, it makes sense. If you take only one SDG, it doesn't make so much sense. So we have to work on these issues in an interlinked manner, not in a silo manner. Concerning environment, as you know, rice, and you know better than me, rice is a staple food production greatly concerned by environmental impact and climatic changes. For instance, it represents more than 40% of methane emission in South countries. Basic research on rice will face challenges to maintain at the same time high production levels, sustainable production model, and a significant reduction of negative climatic changes. So it's quite important to work on rice, like on other issues, in an integrative way. Cooperation and partnership, and it will be my word of conclusion. South countries are quite concerned by those threats. That suggests that there is a big need to reinforce the cooperation in this field. I really appreciated the part given to rice research in Africa, and I would like to underline, like Michel, the presence of Africa Rice, the president of Africa Rice, the scientific director. It's quite important in Africa. And there is a roundtable dedicated on this issue. It will offer good opportunities to work together and build up new partnerships. But build up new partnerships is not to build old partnerships. It's really to work together to develop, for example, South-South cooperation. That is quite important. I was in Vietnam, I told you, with Michel, and I think that what I have seen in the program RISE, that ERD is working with the Vietnamese people, the Vietnamese scientists, is quite good. But I thought, you need to go with that program, with the scientists, with the Vietnamese scientists in Madagascar, and to go to work also with Malagasy scientists on these issues. So the issue of South-South and Europe, Asia, Africa is quite crucial to develop, and we must work on this issue all together. IRD and CIRAD are strongly involved, as you said, Michel, in the new CGIAR research program, RISE. RISE research is also promoted in many international laboratories developed by IRD this last year in Vietnam, Senegal, and Burkina Faso. I would like to underline once again that scientific communities promotion in the South are our target, and that training and capacity building are crucial components to reach those objectives. I know that the organizing committee paid special attention to invite young scientists, ongoing and last PhD students as well, as scientific collaborators working with the Montpellier scientific community. It's very, very important to have this moment of exchange, to continue this moment of exchange, not only between all the specialists, but also to train, to promote, to integrate new researchers. It's quite fundamental. Finally, I would like to thank in advance and congratulate the scientific and organization committees, as well as my colleagues from IRD, CIRAD, CNRS, INRA, the Montpellier University, all together, for the perfect conduct of this meeting. I am convinced already that these symposiums will be a success, a big success, for the future. Thank you.